I love formulas that keep things very simple and very efficient. And with me is Xochitl Rodriguez. She is co-founder of the Caldo Collective, along with the winner of the second Frijol Feast, Diane Vera. Welcome, ladies. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you so much
for having us.
My excitement about this whole thing has not died down one bit. You are coming up on the third round of micro funding for local artists who apply to, well, what do they apply for? What do you get yourself into when you apply to Caldo?
Well, it's turned out, we didn't think it was that much in the beginning, but it's turned out to be a tremendous amount, along with having an opportunity to present an idea before an audience of up to 100 people who are straight out of the community. Mm-hmm. They also have the chance to develop a grant, learn how to write a grant, which is a very big deal.
Absolutely miserable, but essential. Yes.
Very essential.
Yes.
They also have the opportunity to learn about other artists and their work.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, and I think the most important thing lately, is going from the development of the grant all the way through to presenting on the grant. So the process of preparing an artist talk, which is really huge for artists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of that leads them to the feast, where they present to this audience of up to 100 guests,
mm-hmm.
and present for the chance to receive the funds that were collected at the door, which at our last feast, we're really pleased to say, we've raised over $3,000 in just two feasts.
I mean, how sweet is that?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Now, Diane, I had the pleasure of seeing your presentation as part of the second Frijol Feast, and I was very pleased, not only by the difficulty of the competition, it was not an easy thing to predict who was going to walk away with the money that night. How was the experience for you from the entry point to the completion of your project?
Oh, it's been amazing. Like just like Xochitl said, just like learning how to present and talk to other artists and just getting to know other artists and their process and just having to present and meeting a lot of people, like the interaction and mm-hmm. stuff that I've been receiving and just networking and really just developing an idea and seeing it all the way through has been a mm-hmm. really great experience.
If I recall correctly, your project involved articles of clothing and dealing with homelessness.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Giving homeless, personalizing.
Yes, yeah. Just giving people who are homeless like a platform for their voice and their mm-hmm. stories to be heard and just kind of giving them just a little bit more humanity, I guess,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and just sharing donations and with them for exchanging their time with me. So
yes. I was moved when the audience voted your project to the winner because it really spoke to the fact that you touched hearts and minds, consciousness with your presentation. The first winner, the first Caldo Collective's Frijol Feast was dancer choreography, Maximilian Cannon. And have both projects been totally completed to the satisfaction of the collective?
The first one was completed. Diane is still in progress.
It is in progress.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The first was incredible.
Yes.
I love the idea, every application that we've received is so drastically different from the previous or the one that follows it. And in the case of our awardees so far, Max's project was a contemporary dance performance, mm-hmm. you know, that pulled in several collaborators and mixed a few different disciplines and was definitely something that's not usually seen in El Paso. So in that sense, we were just so delighted to have that opportunity to expose the public to something new.
Wonderfully edgy work, all
very,
of it.
Very, very fiery.
Well, let me tell you from, tell listeners that from the audience members' point of view, here's the experience. The dinner, which will be tomorrow at 6 p.m. at a private residence on Blanchard. How do you know where? Well, you can RSVP by just going to thecaldocollective.com. thecaldocollective.com, and that will lead you to an email where you can RSVP and then you immediately receive the address. But just so you know, it's on Blanchard. You arrive at the residence. What is the admission fee generally?
We do ask $15 minimum donation, which goes into a pot.
And you can drop a few more bills in there at the entry
do.
If you like. Then you have a real simple plan. You get a delicious, scrumptious, I would have to say, bowl of fresh-made soup. In this case, there's going to be roasted butternut squash soup with coconut and kefir lime. I'm so there.
So excited.
Then they have fresh-made bread, just chunks of it on the table. They have water to drink, but you can bring your own beverage if you like. Mm-hmm. And then it's a wonderful atmosphere where you sit and visit with people until time for the presentations. Everyone listens very respectfully, and then you simply, by a raise of hands, the artists are sequestered. Everybody votes, and they put them in the soundproof booth, and everybody votes, and it's just awesome. Now, who will be the artists presenting tomorrow?
Oh, I am so excited! So, again, we have this incredibly diverse group of artists. Our first presenter will be Ryan Mullinex, and he's presenting on a project called The Fantastical Story of La Llorona, which is a project where he's telling the story of La Llorona through puppetry. Mm-hmm. We have Michelle Pasillas, who's presenting on The Bridge, which is a project that merges physics with dance toward a comprehensive STEAM curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mia Moreno, who's presenting Level 6, which is an incredible project for workshops for young children.
And Alejandro Perea.
Yes, who's presenting Panza Llena, Corazón Contento, which is a ceramics project that's aimed
like
at ending hunger.
I like it already. Yeah. I invite everyone, all the listeners, please, to check out thecaldocollective.com. Get your RSVP in for tomorrow night for the 6 p.m. Frijol Feast. My guest, Xochitl Rodriguez, co-founder of the Caldo Collective and winner of the second Frijol Feast, Diane Vera. Thank you both
so
much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.